right back to work. That means another daily podcast is due. Here it is for you. It's Dave, Monday morning, July 20th. Here's what everything on the show sounded like. In case you're not a hardcore all-three-hour listener, it's hot. Probably the hottest day of summer so far. There's COVIDiots still abounding, and we're highlighting them. We got some closure on Cindy's plumbing problem from last week. See if she flooded the house or not. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we do every Monday morning. We sat on Santana's lap for song stories today. Former drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd joined us, Artemis Pyle. He checked in as a new movie is coming out that he had a lot to do with, involving the infamous plane crash. Plus, Peter Gabriel has turned Dr. Doolittle, and we talked mask finds and mask buys that are now available to you on the MGK merch store. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
I stepped out of the house this morning, and I was like, oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was very abrupt.
How quickly you realized. It was 80 degrees at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm AC on. That never happens.
Not that it got that much warmer. It's 81 now, right? But still, I never thought the day would come. You know, I have an electric start in my car, right? And I never thought the day would come where I would be using it in the summer. It's like I got out of the car yesterday, set that thing on high, and shut off the car this morning when I get in. So, oh, thank God for that much. Yep. It was just wow.
Yeah.
It was
AC on in the morning is never a good sign.
Yeah. All right. Right. Sunny and very hot today. Temperature getting up to 97 degrees, but it'll feel like 106. 81 degrees outside right now. And to make this morning that much more enjoyable, it's always fun to start it off by pissing Steve off. Oh, all right. Forbes Magazine. Forbes Magazine picked the top 20 sports cities.
Okay.
The top 20 sports cities based on games, you know, how much they watched games on TV and how much they follow them on social media. Philadelphia came in number 2.
All right. Oh, man. Massachusetts, Boston?
Is it Boston?
Boston. Wow. Boston came in number 1. All right. Surprisingly, New York didn't make the top 10.
Deservedly so.
You know, and Tampa Bay came in at 20.
I guess.
Yeah, they came in at 20. Well, you know, Brady and Gronk haven't really proved themselves yet. 81 degrees outside. I'm sorry to keep harping on this, but there's no air. Right, you asthmatics better stay home today. You know, just stay in the air conditioning, all of you.
Yep.
Really, it is just it's friggin' hot. I'll try that again.
Take two.
Oh, man.
It's friggin' hot.
It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. I got sweat dripping down the crack of my butt. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. My nose is all dried up. I can't even make snot. The next person to say to me at 100 plus degrees, well, at least it's a dry heat. No, it's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. It's like we all live in an oven. We're human tater tots. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. I can cook food in my pants like a crock pot. Yes, I know that it's summer. Yes, I realize this. Sure, it's better than rain, but this is friggin' ridiculous. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. The sweat now's dripping off my n***s across my balloon knot. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. A simple case of swamp ass has turned into crotch rot. I've torched my thighs, scorched my ass, burned the fingerprints off both of my hands. Why? It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Maybe the thought of going to Sea Isle would make you comfortable on a day like this. Well, if you can't get down there, you could listen to Matt Cord's. How's that for a tie-in? On the record.
All right.
Because it's all about rescuing rescuing turtles.
Oh, my God. Steven, when I was down there for our vacation, Steven and I put 3 turtles back in the bay.
Yeah. No, it's you know, it always cracks me up.
I threw them. That's okay, right?
I tossed them,
yeah.
Let's skip them. See how many bounces.
Bay.
Splash, splash, splash.
I was the last year when I was down there, we found a baby turtle, right? And we were about half a block from the bay.
Right.
But in order to get to anywhere where it was a safe landing, I had to go onto somebody's property. Uh-huh. And I literally walked into somebody's backyard just removing a turtle, you know, put him down on the beach there, and then off he went. But Matt has more. The Gimp, as we are calling him as of today.
Is he back today?
He's supposedly back today. He tore his ACL on his bike.
Oh,
so
man.
My guess is he's driving to work this morning.
At his age, too. It's gone.
But this morning, ladies and gentlemen, there are a bunch of stories that we could get to, like the crazy stat that on any given day right now, more people are riding New York subways than are flying in airplanes around the country.
No thanks.
All right. Or how about the meeting in Utah on whether or not kids should wear masks to school, that it had to be postponed because everybody showed up.
I saw that.
Group together, not wearing masks.
Yeah, it turned into a protest.
But they had their magic underwear on, so
yeah,
it was cool.
That's it. Yep. But the winner this morning is this. I mean, we've all seen a lot of confrontations that involve masks. Verbal fights, you know, physical altercations, coughing fits. But this one might top them all. It seems that in a Verizon store in Roseville, California, they had to place a 911 call because that a woman who was refusing to leave, not wearing a mask, and they asked her several times and she kept refusing, right? And as the dispatcher is sending the cops to the Verizon store, the woman drops trowel and pees on the floor. <All right. laughs> She just like, really, it's just a mask, lady. Put it on. It's kind of like a sanitary napkin for your face. Look at it that way. You're using those already. All right. Anyway, when the cops get there, they arrest the woman not because of peeing. Because all of the stolen stuff she had from Dick's Sporting Goods with her.
Oh, wow.
So on top of that, she's arrested on two counts, urinating in public and, of course, stealing from Dick's. But after all, we know that she is...
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pie.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
I didn't think I was at that age yet, but it appears that I've had leakage. It seemed that somehow the conversation I was having with Cindy was leaking onto the air, and a bunch of people, we can hear you on the air. We hear somebody talking over the music, getting background talking on the air. Sounds like somebody's phone conversation coming through on the air. Yeah, that was Cindy and I.
Nobody cursed.
Nobody cursed. At least we had that happen for us. So I've got to ask, because everybody's wondering. How did your plumbing project go?
Well, we replaced our faucet in our powder room. It took about 2.5 hours. I think about an hour and a half of that was Randy trying to find the right wrench to get the drain off.
He's such a tool guy.
But it worked out pretty well. We broke the drain, taking the drain out, but that was getting thrown out anyway. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
No, wait a second.
I did not expect that.
Wait, hang on a second here. You were changing the faucet and the knobs there.
Well, you have to change, and the drain.
You were changing the drain as well. I was trying to figure out how the hell you broke the drain changing the other two.
It's a matching set.
I guess, were you changing the whole vanity? Why did you have to change the drain?
Not to get too...
In a bathroom because they're hooked up to each other. Never mind.
We had a ball cock. Drain.
Oh, yeah? How was that? What a weekend you guys had.
And we changed it to a pop-up drain.
Okay. Still
using it. It was my anniversary weekend and it's not as fun as this.
Yeah.
Good for you, Randy.
Did you have a ball cock time?
No, there was nothing like this for me.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So it is a Monday morning, which means we got to get to our random facts.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, plumber Cindy, give us your story here.
All right. Martha Stewart, who also does plumbing, I'm sure, once dated Anthony Hopkins, but she broke up with him because she couldn't stop associating him with Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs.
Wow. That's got to be hard when you're out to dinner.
Yeah.
Right? And he orders the fava beans. What do you got, Steve?
All right. You guys remember that show, Duck Dynasty?
Sure.
Yep. Bill Robertson, the dad, he played quarterback at Louisiana Tech University in the late 60s. Well, he left school early to focus on duck hunting.
Well, there's a reason to give up an education.
Yes, well, by leaving school, he opened up a spot for the backup quarterback, Terry Bradshaw.
No.
Yeah.
I did know this. That's insane.
Wow. All right. Dave?
The average person will take about 216.3 million steps in their lifetime, which is the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth 5 times.
Oh, wow. All right. And lastly this morning, Paul McCartney wrote Let It Be for Aretha Franklin, wrote the song, sent it to her. She recorded it, but held it up for so long, the Beatles said, screw it.
Wow.
We're going to release it ourselves. And there they are, your...
Random
facts.
It's John DeBella.
Ew, ew, ew. I'll never get that image out of my head.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
If you did not realize what all the moon references were about this morning, it is Moon Day.
Yes, what happens on Moon Day?
I can tell you what happened to me on Moon Day. I missed a final. I know you know the other story of where I was when they landed on the moon.
Oh, I know what you mean by moon day now. Right.
Okay. But it was on this date in 1969 that they walked on the moon for the very first time, landed and walked on the moon. It was just like an amazing day. But everything in the world was closed. I was taking summer classes that year at college, and everything was closed. So I figured, okay, well, school's closed. I didn't check the school to check. No, they were having finals, and I didn't go.
Oh,
and you
nice.
Know, and I went to the professor and said, but it was Moon Day, right? And he goes, okay, you idiot, here, go in that room, take the test. You know, so, but it is Moon Day, although we will welcome the moon when it returns, because right now it's 81 degrees. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be very hot. The high temperature, about 97. It'll feel like 106. Later on this hour, former Skinner drummer Artemis Pyle is going to join us, but right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Trusted Tax Resolution. Don't face the IRS alone. Visit TrustedTaxResolution.com. It's Carlos Santana's birthday today, and we will celebrate that fact. You know, Evil Ways has got to be one of the most recognizable Santana tunes. The only problem is it really isn't a Santana tune. There was a guy named Willie Bobo who originally recorded it. It was the title track from his album. Santana covers it, and Carlos explains how that song came about to be a Santana song and why it got released.
Bill Graham, he's the one that brought it in. He brought a lot of songs in for us to do it. We were just like a jam band. We didn't have no endings, no beginnings, no middles. We didn't know anything about choruses or bridge. You know, we just jammed. And he said, well, you know, that's pretty good, but you guys need some songs. So he brought Evil Ways. And
the John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Artemis Pyle, the former Leonard Skinner drummer, is the producer, or the narrator, at least, of this new film called Street Survivors, which is all about the plane crash and what went down. And we're going to be talking to him about that at 7:40 this morning. We'll talk to Cindy now about traffic. Or plumbing, whichever she feels like talking about. Which one do you
ball, whatever. What kind of drain do you have?
Right now we have a pop-up drain.
No. What was the other one?
It was a ball rod drain. I actually said the wrong thing before.
Oh, you did.
It's a ball rod. The ball cock is the toilet. Tank.
Right, the ball cock is the thing.
Is that what you call Randy the toilet?
No.
That's, you know, when she said that earlier, I said, I've never heard of a ball cock in the sink. It's usually in the toilet.
I don't put mine in the sink.
No.
Times are tough, guys. You got to combine.
Hey, at my age, I don't put mine anywhere.
The John DeBella Show.
Girls spend a lot of time explaining how they never do the thing they just did.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
We
We've been hearing about it for a while. Street Survivors, the true story of Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane crash. And joining us now from Lynyrd Skynyrd is Artemis Pyle. Good morning, Artemis.
Hello, Philadelphia.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Sitting in our tour bus. We're on our way to Texas to play a show. Most of our stuff had been rescheduled or canceled because of the COVID. But we have a private show on a big ranch in Texas, and we're headed out there now.
Is Johnny on the same tour bus as you, or is he on a different one?
You talk about Johnny Van Zandt?
Yeah.
No, no. I'm not in a band with Johnny Van Zandt.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Guess he's not there then.
Okay.
But is he on the tour bus?
My band is called APB, All Points Bulletin Artemis Pyle Band.
Oh, okay.
There are five of us, and we play Lynyrd Skynyrd music better than any band in the world. We actually have singers that can sing.
Damn.
Damn.
Shots fired.
And we wrote a song for the soundtrack of the movie, and the song is called Street Survivor, singular. And then the movie, of course, is called Street Survivors, plural.
So let me ask you this, okay? Is the movie in reenactment of the band and the plane crash? Because I know that you're narrating it. What goes on in the movie?
Well, throughout the movie, they asked me to put in a narration on certain parts. But it is a live-action film with actors and actresses portraying the band and our backup singers. We didn't have the budget to have Nicole Kidman be one of our backups. Yeah. we had a very tight budget, but guys, I mean, the story needed to be told. And Lynyrd Skynyrd fans, and I'm not saying this as an insult, but Lynyrd Skynyrd fans are not getting any younger. And I think a lot of fans wanted to know what happened on that fateful day. And those kids that portrayed us, they put their hearts and souls into these roles because it's a movie about something historical that happened. They were very proud to be in it, and they put their hearts and souls into it. So Cleopatra Films, they never backed down to all the frivolous lawsuits that were brought against us. We had $1,000 an hour blood-sucking weasel attorneys coming at us the whole time. But under the circumstances and under the duress, I really feel that we told the story.
You got yourself out of the plane. You dragged other people out of the plane. And then you walked off to a farmhouse to try to get help. And Dave was just telling me, yeah, Dave.
Yeah. Is it true that you got shot by the farmer because he thought you were a trespasser?
That's all true.
Wow.
It's portrayed in the movie. The farmer, of course, denies shooting me, but he told Jake Tapper from CNN that he had a gun, yes, he pointed at me, and yes, he pulled the trigger. And
so what does he contend? It was another farmer, like a couple miles over?
It was a different farmer who hit him.
it was the farmer on the farm that I made my way to from the plane crash. You know, he doesn't want to be the guy that shot, you know, Leonard Kennedy. he didn't want to be that guy. But I was in his barnyard. I was already in shock from the plane crash. And I heard a gunshot, and I felt something sting my shoulder. Johnny Moat, the farmer, says that it was a ricochet. I don't care what it was. I thought that I was shot.
Okay, and more than likely, you have the scar to prove it. Here's another question for you. Did you watch that HBO series, Roadies?
Yes, I did.
How did you feel about that ending, the whole ending that was based around Ronnie?
Well, it was kind of weird having a roadie tell the story about he walked out and got help, or no, he said that he would have gone out and gotten help had he been on the airplane. But I actually did that. I did walk out, I did get help, and I did come back to the crash site with that help.
So, and a bullet wound.
The depiction in that thing, Showtime Roadies, it wasn't accurate. Our movie is accurate.
And I'm not sure if there's any truth behind this story or not, but were you really lowered onto the stage in London on a trapeze rope, tripping on mescaline?
Yes.
I think I love the even better.
Best response. Yes. Best response I've ever heard.
All right. Artemis, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy your bus ride and your gig.
Thank you so much, guys, for helping us make the public aware that there is now a film about the story of the plane crash. It was very important to be told. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
It's Thin the Herd.
Thin the Herd. Thin the Herd.
A guy named Robert Ybarra decided to make a pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning while his girlfriend was sleeping on the couch in their home in St. Petersburg, Florida. Just by saying St. Petersburg, Florida, you know this is all going downhill from here.
Heck yeah.
It's not clear what set Becky Bartlett off, but they've been arguing all night, and when she woke up and found out he was making pizza without her, she flipped out. And she walked over to the oven, pulled the pizza out, and threw it at Robert, and trying to stop it with his hands. He burned both his hands.
Oh, my God.
All right. Police showed up and saw the burns along with some pizza sauce on his pant leg, so they arrested Becky for domestic battery. Then they ran Robert's name and found out that he was wanted in Colorado for selling drugs, so they arrested him, too.
Oh, man.
Becky's already out of jail, but it looks like they're going to be holding Robert for a little while longer.
In the Herd.
Steve?
All right, let's go to the other side of the state.
Okay.
Fort Pierce, Florida, a 34-year-old woman was arrested last month for DUI. Cops took her to jail. The police report says they did an X-ray and, quote, showed a foreign object in her groin area. Turns out that object was a crack pipe.
Okay.
In a deep, dark hole.
Uh-huh.
All right?
A no-go hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And her excuse was that she forgot it was there. I forgot it was there. She was hit with additional charges for possession of drug paraphernalia and introduction of contraband into a detention facility.
In the Herd.
I forgot it was there.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah.
Size matters.
All right, for mine, we're going quite far away from where you guys were. We're going to Seebeck, Washington. That's just west of Seattle, where there's actually a street called Sesame Street.
All right.
And we're telling you about it because a drunk driver crashed into a gas station and then abandoned his dented SUV on Sesame Street on Sunday morning. Then he ran into the woods, where the air is sweet. A police dog tracked him down. He was arrested, and it turns out this isn't his first DUI.
Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Close. According to the count, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 DUIs in the past 10 years. He's been charged with a felony DUI, hit and run, and driving without a suspended license.
In the Herd.
Lastly this morning, what are the odds of something like this happening? Early on Sunday morning, yesterday morning, in Newburgh, Oregon, they got a call about a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser. They tracked it down and got into a chase with the car thief, who turned out to be a 27-year-old named Randy Lee Cooper. As Randy sped through town, he crashed into a Buick Regal. That let the cops catch up with him. They arrested him on several charges, including unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, eluding assault, and more. But that's not all, ladies and gentlemen. It turns out that the Buick he crashed into was also stolen.
Oh, man.
Right? A 25-year-old woman named Kristen Baig was inside, and she was drunk. So she was arrested for DUI and unauthorized use of a vehicle, plus the other DUI for the other guy.
In the Herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
So, you know, I'm never surprised by stories that I hear about Peter Gabriel. He's into so many different things. I've known him for a real long time. And he's probably one of the heaviest dudes I've ever been around. Everything he says, see, even when he's joking,
he's deep.
It sounds deep. Oh, yeah. It really does. But I saw the story this morning. Peter Gabriel is part of an effort to find ways to communicate with animals.
Okay.
All right.
Well, like so, actually, Dr. Doolittling?
Yeah, Dr. Doolittling. So, okay. So I guess that way, before you shock the monkey, you could ask the monkey if he wants to be shocked.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We've been talking about masks a lot lately, and I just threw out a story. On some states, you know that the fine for not wearing a mask. I'm trying to remember. Hang on a second. Let me go.
It's a fine for not wearing a mask.
Trash picking, folks.
I'm trash picking. I threw it out already. So.
At least he knew where the story. Usually it's, I had this story and I can't find it. And right. No. We know he threw it in the trash, but he's looking elsewhere
right.
before he looks in the trash.
In Wichita.
Okay.
In Wichita, if you get fined for not wearing a mask, $2,500.
Wow.
Sheesh.
All right. New Orleans, it's $500. Minneapolis, $1,000. All right. Miami, $500. Miami really should raise it. Right. Atlanta, $1,000. Baltimore, $5,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of crabs. All right, $12.50 for Portland, Oregon. Memphis is $20.
Wait,
$12.50 as in $12.50?
No, $1,250.
Holy
right?
hell.
$999 in Denver. And here in Philadelphia, $500.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody cites you for it. So if, you know, and if you need a mask, might I suggest to you the MGK merch booth, which is at WMGK.com, because there, not only could you get an MGK face mask, you can get a John DiBella Show face mask so you could sport a spiffy mustache just like mine. There's also T-shirts and coffee mugs and a whole lot more. So if you're looking for station gear, just go to the MGK merch booth at WMGK.com.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.